Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Satisfied. Hallelujah. So satisfied. Hallelujah. Praise God. Mm. God, you are listening to God's favorite minister tonight. Praise God. Oh, glad to see all of you all on tonight. Praise God. Oh, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. I tell you, it's a blessing when we can, hey, see each other's face again. I can't see your face, but I see your numbers. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. Hallelujah. I want to say a blessed holiday. Mother's Day to each one of you, name by name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I am so glad to see what the Lord has done. Praise God. Hallelujah. You are listening to God's favorite minister coming to you live on this Mother's Day night. Have you lost a loved one to drugs or the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet or whatever you may be going through, some type of sickness or disease, something that the doctor say that there is no hope. God told me tonight before I came on this program and I began to wave my hand. He said, there is hope and somebody is going to be here. Believe it tonight. Praise God. There's healing on this Mother's Day. Praise God for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. There is healing. I speak it in the air tonight. There is healing for you. God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Great. If that's the word of God, we must stand on it. We must believe it because it's true. It's pure. There's nothing in it that is wrong. Praise God. The word of God will last forever, will never end. Praise God. Hallelujah. And all we got to do is believe and trust in the Lord with all our heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, let's pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for each one that's on, each one that's coming on. I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing, what you're going to do, Lord God. I thank you for this wonderful day that we have been celebrating all day, God. You gave it to us. God gave us this day, and we thank you for it, God, because we could have not been here. Praise you. Any kind of devil could have snuffed us out any kind of way. But, God, you chose this day. It was already ordained by you, Lord God, and we thank you for it, Lord God. We thank you, God, for the privilege, oh, God, to come, God, and acknowledge what you have done, oh, God, because if it had not been for the Lord, hallelujah, where would we be? Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask Sister Carissa Gatlin, will she even pray tonight for the mothers? Praise God. Hallelujah. Can you pray for mothers tonight?
Okay. Yes, I will. You just
go
want me to
it.
Pray a general. Okay.
Just a general prayer for mothers.
Okay. Father, we're so grateful that you, the Creator, knew everything before the foundations of the earth. You said, mothers, I knew you before I created you, before I formed you in your mother's belly. And I created you for such a task as being the mother of the little ones that I love. And I said, suffer little children come unto me and forbid them not. So mothers, oh, God, I thank you that mothers are appreciated so tremendously because of who they are and because they're training God's children up the way they should go. And so, Father, we ask you to bless each mother. Let them be honored like the woman in Proverbs 31, where her children rise up and call her blessed because she's been through the water, been through the fire, been through all kinds of problems, all kinds of situation with the children from the time they were in the belly to grown children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. So we appreciate, Father God, the mothers because, Lord, there's nobody that can take the place of a mother. Thank you, Lord God. We cover all mothers with the blood of Jesus. We pray healing, whether it's emotional, physical, spiritual healing upon every mother. We pray encouragement. We say, don't give up because God is on your side. When God is on your side, who can be against you? So, Father, we thank you for the mothers, the strength, the courage. We thank you, Lord God, for them looking to the hills from which cometh their help. Their help cometh from you. In Jesus' name, bless the family, Lord, where the mothers are. Help the husbands to honor their wives, the children to honor their mothers. And I thank you, oh God, that mothers have a special calling from you. And we honor you for mothers in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you so much. Is there anyone on this Mother's Day that need prayer? If so, press 1 on your phone. We'll be glad to pray for you. And I'm going to ask Sister Felicia, please, will she pray?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Okay. Oh, yes. We have Sister Rebecca. Go ahead.
Good evening and happy Mother's Day to all the ladies. I'm asking for prayer for my great-nephew. He was shot about 3 o'clock this morning. He was the target. His grandmother thought he was shot at least once, but it was 4 times he was shot. According to 6 o'clock this evening, my daughter texted his mother. He hadn't had his surgery yet. He was going in and out. His name is Iman, and his mother is my niece. Her health is not good. She was born with a hole in her heart, so she's been having some heart problems. So she haven't left this side. And her name is Doris. Also, a church member named Geraldine, she bought a house in Hammond, and she was down in Algiers, on Monday night doing a Bible study, and she ended up driving from Algiers in Tahoma in Hammond, and she had a stroke, and so she's unable to speak. So I'm asking you to remember Geraldine and Iman and Doris. Thank you so much.
Okay. Next we have Minister Gwen.
Good evening and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers once again and grandmothers, great-grandmothers. Thanking God for another day. And I continue to believe for total healing is on Friday. When I went to urgent care, the doctor diagnosed me with bronchitis once again. And I do believe that God is, and he is healing me totally from this bronchitis. It just seems like it's been coming back and forth on me too fast after I'm recovered in the next few weeks. So I want to ask prayers for all the mothers today and for our strength, and especially single mothers like myself and widows, and that the Lord would just continue to give us the strength and the wisdom to keep on keeping on in the Lord and looking to the hills from which cometh our help. And I'd like to pray for all those who are in mourning, especially my three nephews and two nieces. Well, this is their first Mother's Day without their mothers. And I spoke to one of my little nephews, and I was so thankful to God to hear the strength that was coming from him. And just for the world and our country, our president. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Mother Patterson, I was going to call you tonight anyway. Go for it. Is that Mother Patterson? 1747.
My mother might be on residential line. What number are you?
1747.
Okay, this is Shawanda.
Oh, that's Shawanda. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Sister Shawanda.
Oh,
yeah, I hear you.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. Sister Shawanda.
Yes.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. Happy Mother's Day, everyone, to all the mothers out on the line. I have my friend named Gwinnett. Call her Sister Gwen. Gwinnett Ennis. She told me this evening that she has to have a very serious surgery. She's been on dialysis for like 12, 13 years. But the side that the port normally goes in is severely damaged. And so they got to go inside her other side, which is close to her heart. And she said it's going to be a very intense surgery. Then she asked for prayer. Because I don't know too much about all that, but I can imagine it's got to be serious. So I'm asking for prayer for her, and also prayer for myself that God completely heal my whole body. I have been experiencing trouble somewhat like breathing, some discomfort in my chest. I don't know if it's my chest or not. I know that I got to deal with this thyroid stuff. I'm waiting on my doctor to order some tests for me to take. So I'm just praying for that and the gallstones, that God will heal me of the gallstones and my gallbladder. And also for my grandson, that God will put spiritual and natural mentors in his life so that he can learn how to become a man. I mean, I'm raising him, but I can't teach him how to be a man because I'm a woman. And so I'm just asking for prayer for that. And also that God will save my daughter and my son, that he will bring them back to how they were raised in holiness. Thank you.
I think that's it. Sister Keys, you may go forward.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, dear Lord. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for allowing us to see a Mother's Day, dear Lord. Father God, Sister Rebecca's coming to you on tonight, dear Lord. She's asking prayer for her nephew who was shot, dear Lord. Father God, Imani, dear Lord, she's just praying that all goes well. He's going to have surgery and all, but she's asking that you just touch his body, Lord. Touch his mother, Lord, who's standing by his side, Lord. She have a hole in her heart, and she have different things going on within her body, dear Lord. And we're asking you to just heal her, dear Lord. Father God, Geraldine had a stroke, dear Lord, and she's praying, dear Lord, that there's no lasting effects from the stroke, Lord. Right now she's unable to talk, dear Lord, but we know that you could touch and heal her body, dear Lord. Lord, Sister Rebecca, everything that she's bringing to you, dear Lord, we ask that you would just be with you, dear Lord. Comfort her, Lord. Heal her loved ones, dear Lord. Father God, we ask that you just be with the one that got shot, the great nephew, dear Lord. Be with him, Lord. Lord, let the operations be well because he's waiting still to go into surgery, dear Lord. Lord, touch his mom, dear Lord. Let her not have any extra stress on her from this, Lord, but just touch her, Lord. Don't let anything happen to her heart. Don't let no anxieties take place, but Lord, give her peace, Lord, peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord. Let her pray, and Father God, we thank you for her. We're thanking you for what you're going to do for Geraldine, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for Sister Rebecca and her whole family, dear Lord. We're lifting everyone up to you. Father God, forgive us of our sins. Have mercy upon our souls, dear Lord. Father God, hear our cries, dear Lord. Minister Gwen Bernardo is coming to you, Lord. She's just praying, Lord, for all mothers, Lord, the single moms, those that widows, Father God, the ones that have lost their parents for the first time, their moms, Lord. She's praying for them, Lord, that you would just give them comfort and peace. Be with them, Lord. Let them know that they're not alone, and Father God, you just be with them. Father God, she's praying for just grace and for strength, that you give them strength, dear Lord. Father God, we're thanking you for what you're going to do. Father God, she's praying for the world, dear Lord, for the world. They stand in need of a prayer. Father God, the bronchitis that she's experienced, dear Lord, we ask that you just touch Minister Quinn's body, Lord. You know what she's standing in need of, Lord. Regulate that breathing and the coughing, dear Lord. Father God, heal, Lord. Heal completely, dear Lord. We thank you for what you're doing in her life, dear Lord. We're thanking you, Lord. Father God, Evangelist Shawanda is coming to you on tonight, dear Lord. She's praying, Lord, praying for her friend Gwinnett, Lord, who's going into surgery. She needs to have surgery dealing with her port, Lord. They have to go to the other side. Father God, you regulate those doctor hands. Lord, guide them, Lord. Let them do everything well, the way it needs to be done, Lord. But heal Sister Gwen, dear Lord. That's what she called her. Her name is Gwinnett. But heal Sister Gwen, dear Lord. Heal her to where she won't even need those ports. She won't need the stuff going through her, Lord. Lord, just give her a blood transfusion. Work it out, Lord. Work it out so her blood will be regulated so that she don't even have to go through dialysis, dear Lord. Father God, we're thanking you for what you're going to do for her, dear Lord. Father God, Evangelist Shawanda is lifting herself up to you, dear Lord. Father God, she stands in the need of a healing, Lord. Her entire body, Lord. Her breathing, Lord. Her the discomfort she's feeling. Her gallstones, dear Lord. The thyroids, Lord. Father God, touch her as only you could touch. Strengthen her as only you can strengthen. Lord, let her be a walking miracle to where they don't know what happened, but she's healed, Lord. Take away those pains that she feels that she feels throughout her body, dear Lord. Father God, touch her grandson, Lord. Father God, continue to bless him. Cover him with your precious blood. Father God, send great mentors, Lord. Men that will be able to touch him, teach him how to be a young man, dear Lord. Father God, send godly men, Lord. Father God, we thank you for what you're doing. She's doing the very best she can, but she can't teach him how to be a man. So we're asking that positive role models, positive mentors come into his life, those that will just teach him how to walk upright, live right, and be a strong man, Lord, helping him to be a great asset to the community, dear Lord. We thank you for what you're doing for him, dear Lord. Father God, she's lifting up her son and her daughter, Lord, that you would save them, Lord. Save them, Lord, and bring them back to the way they were taught, dear Lord. Just touch, Lord. Save, Lord. Thank you for her mom, dear Lord. She's praying that you continue to touch her mom, heal her, and meet every need her mom have up before you. Father God, we're praying for the nation, dear Lord. Praying for the nation, Lord. Father God, you just touch the president. Have him seek you in how to run this country, dear Lord. We lift him up for protection and for guidance, dear Lord. Everything that's going on. Father God, those affected with the gun violence, we lift them up to you. Those affected by the storms, we're lifting them up to you. Father God, anyone, turn around this gun violence. Help our children, dear Lord. Cover them with your precious blood, Lord. Give them the strength they need, Lord. Help us to reach them, Lord. Help us to show them how to pray. Help us to take them to the church, dear Lord. Father God, we thank you for the covering. Thank you for traveling, grace and mercy that you gave to different ones. Father God, once again, those that are in bereavement, Lord, grieving, we ask that you just comfort them, be with them, hold them up, touch them, give them comfort that they don't understand. Those that need a touch, a healing touch, we ask that you just heal, Lord. Heal, deliver, and set free. Those that have children behind prison walls, dear Lord, give them the strength to reach the children. Keep the children safe while they're behind those walls. Don't let no hurt, harm, or danger come to them, Lord. Save them while they're there, Lord, while you have them in a place, Lord. Save as only you can save. In Jesus' name, I'm lifting up each and every one, their situations, Lord, their family members, our unsaved loved ones, Lord. We ask that you just touch them, heal, save, Lord. Save as only you can save. Order our steps, Lord, and let us walk in those steps that you have ordered for us, dear Lord. Let us hear what it is that you're trying to say, Lord. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for sparing our lives. We thank you that we're able to come together and pray. We thank you, Lord, for just holding us up. We thank you for giving us strength. We thank you for keeping us in our right mind. Father God, those that have mental illnesses going on, mental depression, Lord, mental whatever the situation may be, we ask that you just touch the mind, dear Lord, touch the mind. Father God, we thank you, Lord. Depression, take it away, dear Lord. Father God, we just thank you for your healing power. In Jesus' name, we're praying for each and every one and their situations, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you spared our lives. Thank you that you've given us another chance to say yes to you, Lord, yes to your will, yes to your way. Thank you, Lord, that you've given us that spirit of obedience, Lord. Help our youth be obedient, Lord. Help, Lord, help us to reach them, Lord. Send positive role models. Help them to be assets to the communities and everywhere they go, dear Lord. Thank you, Lord. Fill our cups up, Lord, so that we can reach and help someone along the way. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we ask that you touch those that's in the nursing homes, Lord. Don't let them feel as if they're forgotten, Lord. Send someone to just give them a smell and a help, Lord, a touch, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the workers, treating them as if they're serving you, dear Lord. We thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives. We thank you for things being as well as they are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Mother Patterson, are you there? 3725, is that Mother Patterson? Okay. All right. Time. I want to bring a powerful woman of God on.
Yes, that's
on.
Her.
I want to bring
she
a
might
powerful
have to start
woman seeing. Of God on.
She's on a residential phone. Oh. Tell her to start seeing.
Star 6, oh. Mother Patterson.
Star 6, Mother Patterson.
Now my phone is echoing. Hello? Yes, Mother Patterson.
Okay.
Yeah, now
yes,
we
Mother
can hear
Patterson.
Okay, thank God. Bless every mother today. I thank God for blessing me to get on the line. I was a little late. I was trying to get on when you called me, but I don't know how to operate the phone sometimes. But I thank God I'm on here now. I had a wonderful Mother's Day today. I don't even know what I was supposed to be doing.
I wanted you to say, well, how did you feel today as a mother, a grandmother?
Oh, yeah, okay. I feel wonderful. I really enjoyed myself today. I'm on the right track. I thank God for blessing me to go to church with my daughter and praise God. Oh, mm-hmm. I had such a wonderful time. And I thank God for my daughter. She do the best she could. Thank God for all the mothers.
Amen.
I had a blessed time. Thank you.
Great, Mother Patterson. We are so glad to hear from one of the older ladies on the phone to say how she had a wonderful time today. Praise God. But we're going to let a mighty woman of God come on, praise God, who our title is The Power of a Godly Woman. Praise God. So this woman of God going to come on, and she's going to tell you how she made it through the worst struggle that she ever could face, praise God. And we all face struggles. But she going to tell you how she held on, how she held on as a godly woman with her mother. And then I'll be right back with you. That woman is evangelist Lily Mae Stokes. Go forth, Miss Stokes.
Amen. Praise God. Can y'all hear me?
She didn't put her mother in the nursing home and leave her there to drown. She struggled with her. Amen. Come on.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
amen.
We hear you.
Can y'all hear me? All right. I just want to make sure, because some of us was kind of low, but I didn't want to interrupt and distract the prayer line. But I want to make sure that everyone can hear me. Well, we thank and praise God that God brought us through another Mother's Day, another year. And I am just so thankful. I had a great time at church today. My niece that and her daughter who have joined me, we went to church today. And I just want to thank God for it. But the struggle that I went through in 2005, I want to tell y'all how that and before that Katrina came, that our pastors were teaching and saying something was going to happen. Something is coming. I don't know what it is, but our pastor was saying that something is going to happen in New Orleans. And so I had started to write scriptures down on my index card, and I always tell them on the prayer line to write the scriptures down on the index card so you can remember. I thank God I had my scripture wrote down in the Bible. And this is how I remembered to go through the struggle. And I'm going to read the scripture, and then I'm going to get back to the message, you all. I thought about in Exodus 14 and 21, how that God brought the Israelites through. It says that the Israelites was passing through the Red Sea. Verse 21, you all, and Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night and made the sea dry, and the water was divided. Well, I had the scriptures wrote down on the index card, and the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea up on the dry ground. And the water was a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. Now, remember, the pastors have been teaching us these scriptures. And it says, and the Egyptians pursued and went in after them to the midst of the sea. Even all Pharaoh's horses, what happened to them? His chariot and his horses, men. And all of them was drowned. And I'm going to stop right there at 23. But when you get some time, go back and read it, because we need to read them quite often so we can remember them. And I thought about that. So we were reading these scriptures. My mom and I, when Katrina hit New Orleans, first of all, they told us that the storm was coming. And so I had my son, the one that lived in New Orleans. My husband had passed away 8 months before Katrina. My dad was in the nursing home. My dad had Alzheimer's. And so we were there, two women, didn't have, I'm at my house and she at her house. So my son came, he said, Mama, I'm going to nail your house up. I'm going to nail my grandma's house up. My God. And so we went to Home Depot, got plywood, and we nailed my house up. We nailed Mother's house up. And I said, Mother, we need to get out of here because they said this stone is coming strong. She said, oh, I believe God is going to bring us through. She said, it ain't been 40 years, since a stone came through here like that. But they talking about flood. I don't believe it. And I said, Mama, we got to get out of here. Oh, no, I'm not going anywhere. So I left. I lived in the ninth ward on Flood and Johnson. And so I left my house, and I went up to her house. She lived on Calhoun and South Russia Blade Street. Those who live in New Orleans know exactly where that is. That's right up on South Claiborne Avenue. And so that's where I went. And so I called my son. I said, I've got to get out of here. These people say that they're closing down all the trains and everything. So he came up in the truck, and he said, Grandma, come on. We're going to go. We're going to try to get to the train station because you don't want that. We came to the airport. It was already closed. And so she said, well, all right. We had nailed her house up. And she said, well, all right, then, okay, since you came back, I'm going to go with y'all. So we had to pick her up because the truck was a high truck. Me and him struggled and got her up. My mom was a big woman. We got her up in the truck. Then we went to the train station. Train station closed. Called a taxi cab. Taxi said they'd taken their vehicles out because they don't want them to flood. The Greyhound, well, you know the train station and the Greyhound is together. The Greyhound had stopped running. Everything had closed. And here we were in the city that was going to flood. So what we did, checked into the Ramada Hotel, 1700 block of South Claiborne Avenue, and that's on the Canal and Claiborne. I think they changed the name now. So we checked into there. And so we checked on the fifth floor. We said, oh, if the water get up here, I don't think the water going to get up here. If it do, it's going to be like nose up. And so we were there, and I had brought my car, you all, and put it at the gas station across from the hotel. I don't know why I didn't put my car in the hotel. I lost my car, too. But we, around 8 o'clock that Sunday night, which was the 28th of August, 2005. The wind started blowing. The rain. I had these big telephones where they last 48 hours in them days, but they don't last 48 hours now. A cell phone. Mama had one and I had one. And so I called them on Jordan Avenue to see, because I had some friends down there, and they said that they were on top of the house, that a barge had already hit the levee, and the flood water was coming, and the whole night ward was going to be flooded. I said, my God, there go my house. I said, Lord, but just take care of us. And I tell you, we were there, and they kept, I could hear the mayor, Ray Nagin, saying that the city of New Orleans was flooding, the police bring the boats, everybody who had boats. And this man from Kenner, I couldn't think his name today for nothing. But anyway, he was the mayor of Kenner, I think. But to ask him, they know he had plenty of boats because he was a fisherman and a big shot. So they asked him to bring the boats. And so they all were bringing boats in. But I'm going to tell you something. If you don't help yourself, if you're not grounded and rooted in God, you're going to be without. Because all of those boats that they brought in, none of them, as we stopped, that hit 8 o'clock, Well, the storm didn't hit till that morning on the 29th, but the wind and rain was coming, and the flood was coming out. So Ray Nagin was trying to get the people out. As you all know, he went to jail, but he did. He was at the High Regency, and he had a speaker, and I had my radio on. The lights hadn't went out yet, and he was asking them to come in. Well, we didn't know what to do. But then they start saying, oh, the water coming to Canal Street. The water coming to Canal Street, you all. We was on the fifth floor. We thought that the water would not come, no high, you know, a little bit, not too much. But the water got to coming. It was that morning around 2 o'clock in the morning. The water was rising. The water went to rising. And by the time, about 3 o'clock in the morning, we had to get off of that fifth floor and go to the sixth floor. The water was rising, y'all. So we was on the sixth floor, and the people in the hotel, we opened our door, and we started to hold hands. We didn't even know the people, you all, but they all came out in the hallway, and we were praying. And one of the scriptures that we used was Exodus 14, chapter and the 21st, the 22nd, 23rd verse. I had my Bible. I had brought it along with me. And my mama was 85 years old. Said she mother was praying, and she was praying for all of us. She had her mind on nothing but praying and singing those hymns. The Lord just take me through. I'm going through. And we were just there. So we got there that morning. That morning of the 28th, around 8 o'clock, that storm hit. Wow, the whole hotel shook. Lightning was flashing. My God, I tell you now, I would never want to go through that again. Lightning was flashing. The glass, the windows, the glass was breaking. But God brought us through with prayer. Because we had to stop praying when that tornado, you know, when the storm hit, when Katrina hit, because it was lightning so much. But we just thank God bring us through. As you parted the Red Sea and you started the water to back up, and the Israelites was able to make it through. God, we know we're not no different from you. We are your children. We said we are your children. And what you did for the Israelites, you'll do it for us. You're the same God yesterday as you are today. My God, we start to pray. You all, I think, about 9:30, my phone was still on. The water was continuing to rise, but the storm, that wind stopped. The one that was breaking the window glass, and we were getting down beside the bed because we didn't want to get hit by a piece of glass. I won't tell you, God didn't let now a piece of glass hit us. My God. And the next thing that we said, the water had done rose, and trying to figure out how we could get out of there. Here they had people and their babies. People were pregnant with little babies, and some that went into labor. Some on dialysis machine, and that machine had a battery head that went out, and the people, well, some of them was dying in the hotel. My God, but we prayed. We continued to pray. They sent the National Guards out, and so we took, and I had the red handkerchiefs because my husband was a cop, and he used to always have those. I took the red handkerchiefs and I was flagging, I was right, I was, you know, just waving it. Now I'm going to tell you, them National Guards didn't look out for us. They weren't thinking about us. But then they found out this woman was having that baby. And the next door, they came and they got her out and told us, promised her, we'll be right back. They never came back, y'all. But we took it up on our own. They had dope dealers. They had gang people. They still, let me tell you, those people weren't scared. They said, you know what? So Tuesday, this was coming to Tuesday morning. It was overnight. Now, y'all, remove it from Monday to Tuesday. My God, they said, we're going to get out of here. Y'all, just be still. Don't panic. We're going to get y'all out of here. I'm going to get a boat. When the people go to sleep, I'm going to get them boats. They went out there and they got the boats. And there's a family of 16 was in one family. And they held together and they would help taking care of us. They said they come back. They get so many of us in the boat and they would come back. They said, my daddy was a fisherman. We are not going to let y'all drown. Just don't panic. And me tell you what, they had the lady who had cancer was another man. They were bedridden. They took those people and put them in the boat. And my mama and I was the next ones to get in the boat. And they told us, they snatched my pocketbook with $300 in it. So the guy said, let's go back in the hotel and we're going to find them. I said, no, I ain't worried about the money. I ain't worried about the pocketbook. Just get us out of here. And they helped us get in that boat and brought us up on the bridge, Canal Street. And we were by the exit that says West Baton Rouge. And we stayed there, you all, till that was like 4 days, Tuesday morning. And we stayed there until Wednesday. I want to tell y'all something. God, you got to be strong in the Lord. That's why I don't want to. I try my very best to live a perfect life. But I notice the word says nobody's perfect. But I try not to do things that I know that's wrong. I don't want to do them wrong because I know how good God is. And the next thing, I want to tell you all that we got up on that bridge all day Wednesday. All day the sun was going down. The women and children were hungry. But I had a container with water and food in it that they had put in the boat and brought it. I took that food out for my mom, washed her head, and then the rest of it, and I took me a bottle of water. I gave it all away. I didn't need it. I didn't need it because I wasn't hungry and I didn't want no water. My God, the sun started beaming down on that Wednesday, and we was just sweating, didn't know what to do. And a minute you saw an airplane coming through, dropping food off from the sky. My God, and the people were like animals, a bunch of animals running for that food because many of them didn't have no food. But I tell you, God brought us through. Then the next thing, we didn't have no transportation. FEMA didn't come. Don't believe what the federal government said they're going to take care of you because they don't tell the truth. My God, we had to take in my son said, Mama, I'm going to get you and Grandma and his wife and children. We're going to get y'all out of here. And he looked down, and that was a Kentwood truck. Kentwood trucks was down there loaded with water, loaded with juice, but they didn't know it. They said, we're going to swim down here and see if these trucks will start. We're going to pull them up. And my son, they went around talking to people who could drive trucks. And his sister-in-law, the sister-in-law drove a school bus. And the school bus, she knew that girl know how to drive a school bus. She's still driving a school bus. And they went down there, they got them, their kid with trucks out. They brought about 4 months. And long when he said, Mama, he said, Grandma is not going to get in this truck, because she's going to know I went down there and stole that truck. But when we going to get this water and juice over here, and I want you to help me. He told his friend. Because my mama, like I told you, was a big woman, and you couldn't hardly handle her. But, and so when I went to get on that truck, I was with them all. You couldn't hold me here. I was putting water, juice, I was throwing it all to take it out of that truck, having to get the load and giving it to those people who was on the bridge. And then my son asked two men, help me put my mama in there. So we put my mama in the front seat of that truck. And it had a lot of six steps in there. I didn't even know the boy knew how to drive a stick shift. He said it had five in it. I don't know. But anyway, we was on there. Here come the National Guard. Pulled right in front of us. Here come the police. And he said, I'm just going to sit here. I'm going to follow behind them. If they don't stop me, I'm just going to follow behind. And that's what we did. Y'all, we went to River Road. Those who live down in New Orleans, you know where the River Road is. We went all the way to Baton Rouge. And then when we got to Baton Rouge, we was at the high region. And we jumped there. He said, we got to get out of here because the police sure going to get us down here. But on our way, you all know where Gonzalez is. But his wife and sister and the mom were 40 children in that other truck. And my God, the state trooper stopped them and put them on the highway. He looked. He said, this is one time I'm not going to stop. They're going to be safe. I'm going to keep on going. They ain't going to stop all of us. And we kept on going until we got, like I said, we got to Baton Rouge. And there we got out the truck. My God, I didn't have nothing but the clothes on my back because my shoes slipped off when I got in the boat. My God, my mama didn't have nothing but her clothes on. She didn't have no shoes on because her shoes had slipped off. We didn't have nothing, you all. And I tell you, but God brought us to, when we got to this witness, got to the witness, and we were so hungry. We were hungry, and they just started giving us food. They started giving us food. And there, this son that lives here in Atlanta, Georgia, he was trying to get to New Orleans, and they had turned him around. So we didn't know. So the other boy, he ran looking for a public phone, and finally he found one. He said, I'm 15 minutes away from where you are in Baton Rouge. And while he came with that little truck, and we piled, it was a Toyota, it was small, but we got in this truck, y'all. And my God, God moved. He enabled us to go on to Houston. Didn't know where my daddy was. My mama was crying. I said, Mama, don't cry. Daddy gonna be all right. And so when we got to Houston, that it took us 5 hours from Baton Rouge to get to Houston. And Mother was crying all the way. I thought I was going to lose my mama, but God saved my mama. My God. And let me tell you, we got there in Houston, and they were checking us out, and I said, I'm looking for my dad. They said, my dad is up here. They said that they took him from the Superdome. He was in the Superdome, the nursing home, and took him to the Superdome, and that he was on that helicopter that the people, it fell, and he said he was on there. And so that's what I told the Red Cross. And they went to looking and looking. They said, yeah, let me tell you, your daddy is not here at Astrodome. We had to rush him to Atlanta, Georgia, to Roswell, to the hospital. They had been already took my dad to the hospital, y'all. And we in Houston looking for him, showing you how good God is. And so we had to drive. We drove back to the Atlanta, Georgia. Got to Selma. My God. Ran out of gas on the highway. But God took that thing around. The white man who had a big hat on, we don't know who he was. He said, I'm going to pull y'all off this highway to a truck stop. And then y'all stay there until you can get some gas. And that's where we got some gas. But I want to tell you, we're taking care of my mama. For them 14 years, I just want to share a little something with y'all. I tell you, it touches my heart when I think about how good God is. If you hear me cry, I'm crying for joy. How good God is when I talk back to him. My God, you know, in 2 Timothy, it was that's why I took care of my mama and I took care of my daddy. My dad was in the nursing home. We could not take him at the house because he was too heavy for us. And so we let him stay at the nursing home, Roswell Nursing Home in Roswell, Georgia. And we went every day for 5 years my daddy lived there. But I want to show you. Paul agreed, and he said, I'm just going to read the fifth. And then, well, if I have enough time, I don't know, my time may be running out. You let me know, Sister Vivian, when my time run out.
Your time went out.
My time is out. Okay. Well, you all read. Yeah. I will leave this with y'all. You read 2 Timothy, and you read from the first verse all the way down to the fifth verse. And may God add a blessing to the reading of the word. And, Father, I just want to thank you, Lord God, for the time that Sister Vivian has given me on this line. Lord, I just know that you're a good God. I'm going to tell anybody, you're going through something. Keep a praying. because God will bring you through. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mother Soldier. If I know how to let the time, I would. But I just thank God for this godly woman, the power of a godly mother. She took care of things in the midst of a storm. And as we read our word, we see how women of the Bible, strong women, and how they operated under the power of God. Hallelujah. They didn't let nothing stop them. And you see and heard of this woman tonight as like one of the women of the Bible. Thank you so much, Mother Stokes. We love you. And I want to say again to each one of you all, happy Mother's Day and a blessed day and many, many more. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you and give you peace. In Jesus' name, good night. Be back here with us next Sunday. We never know what's going to come about on this line. Bless you now. Bless each one of you. I love you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. May everyone be blessed.
Amen.